Angelo, you said you were a Trump refugee?
Well, I was telling you how after 24 years in California, I decided to come back to my country, Spain, and now I'm living in Barcelona for the last year. I've been living there. And everyone asked me if it was hard, and it was really hard to relocate back after so many years, because before that I lived also 4 years in Tokyo. So it's been a very long life, but in a way, we are really Trump refugees. I mean, we kind of couldn't stand it any longer because the situation, I mean, it's the extreme right that values that are now predominant in the US government, as you know. And not in the whole US. I mean, there are incredible people doing an amazing job. And many people who are committed to social issues, who are committed to the immigrants, who understand that people need asylum, and they're fighting for that. But in general, the politics of Trump are really despicable. They're really inhuman, and they need to be totally abolished. And it's not only impeachment; he needs to be put to jail.
Yes, I. That's the way people think here in Europe, as far as I can hear them, as far as that's what I think. And it's more and more that I also thought about you, because you made documentaries about women who were in prostitution. You made documentaries about women like the one from Latin America. And it's a lot of women also there. And I thought they are also victim of things like that. All these stories that he took away the children of the Mexican women who came across the border and stuff like that.
That's a crime, and it's unforgivable what he's doing to young kids of migrant people who are fleeing, many of them, situations of real danger in the Central American countries, or even in Mexico, in situations that have been created to begin with by the United States of America, by their policies, the commercial, economic policies. They have basically left those countries without an economy that is survivable. So many people have to come to the US to survive. Many people are fleeing violence in El Salvador and Guatemala, Nicaragua, etc., etc. So we need to accept those refugees, and we cannot treat them like Trump is treating them. And definitely that has to end. There are thousands of kids right now that we don't know where they are, that we cannot, the government cannot reunite them with their parents anymore, even if they want to. The kids have been kept in basically cages, and the mothers too, and the fathers. They've been kept in what they call la heladera, which means like basically the fridge, the refrigerator, because these are places that are cold and inhuman. So something has to change in the US. I mean, something really has to change. It was a beautiful country in the sense that 50 years ago, there was the civil rights movement. There were so many accomplishments that people who really gave their lives for that, for those human rights and civil rights. I mean, they must be totally like moving in their graves and thinking, what is happening? Why are we allowing this to happen? And why are we going back in terms of rights for, decades? So, yeah, I mean, and also what happens is that usually women are also the victims, in this case, men and women, but women, their children, the separation. I mean, there are many women that come from Mexico and Central America, and they are Bueno, they are enslaved when they try to cross the border by traffickers in general. But what this situation has happened is that it has increased trafficking of women too and trafficking of children, because now those migrants that come to the border and try to cross, are many of them are sent back, and there are narco traffickers who are now making them prey of their business, and they're taking them and they're kidnapping them, and there is a lot. I mean, we are exposing them back to a very irregular situation. And anyway, we say we are Trump refugees. We're still, I mean, my husband and I are still very involved in anti-Trump immigrant policies in Barcelona. We belong to the Immigrant Justice Now group, and we do small protests here and there. We bring awareness, and so we're not like, at least we're fighting from abroad right now, but also we wanted to be with our daughter, who is now studying in France, and also the life in the U.S. is very, very expensive, and we decided that we couldn't, you know, kind of survive that situation, and we're back.